give me a quick radio check. This is 10-4-BXB. Check, KN4VWA. Okay, appreciate you coming back to me. 10-4-BXB, Herb. Name's Herb up here in Shelby. I'm trying out a mic here. I'm just wondering, is it cutting hum, buzzing, static? There's the audio where it ought to be, or just what's wrong with it?
If you're in Shelby, North Carolina, you're a pretty good ways out, so it's got a little bit of background static. But I think that's to be expected where you are there, boss. You know, this repeater is all the way over on top of Caesar's Head in Greenville County. And I'm Steve. And I'm in Spartanburg.
The audio up loud as it should be for my signal.
You're not booming, but it's getting there. It's completely readable.
Okay, now, does that bring my signal in? It should bring my signal up, but how about the audio?
Signal and your audio up, but now you got a little bit of a hum in the background.
Oh, is it objectionable, or should I try to correct that, or let her go, would you think?
It's bad. You need to fix it.
Okay. That's what I was needing to know. All righty. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate your help. It's hard to get anybody to come on these repeaters anymore, especially just for a radio check. 73s, and I appreciate it. N4BXB.
N4BXB. Anytime. KN4BWA clear. And who is that that popped in on us there?
I couldn't resist. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee. Mobile.
Oh, Gary, there's one in every crowd, and I just found both of them.
Get a horn in there. Well, I'm right under the repeater, so it wasn't an issue on receiving from my end. So, yeah, he was a little weak into the repeater, but you read it correctly from his location and whatnot. That was probably to be expected.
Yeah, getting out to Shelby, that's out there on the edge of the range on our repeater, isn't it?
The coverage chart, I don't know, but yeah, it's a ways out there, so yeah, I would, and the thing is, you don't know what the intervening hills are like. The terrain here is really got a real strong effect on things, especially you get up toward Hendersonville and things start going all the heck.
I mean, I have hit the repeater fairly solid just about the way that guy right there did from a Cracker Barrel on Billy Graham Parkway at 85. And it just impressed the daylights out of me. And I was very, very, very pleased that it actually got out that far. It's a great repeater.
That's me again. It's Herb and Shelby. I'm on my regular microphone here now. I'm sure it should sound better. Yeah, you guys got a great repeater. It's got a further range than me, I think. I check in on to your net every once in a while, about every Wednesday on the swap net you have. It's one of my favorite repeaters to check in on. So I'll pass that on. You don't have any problems with that. I don't know who maintains it or what kind it is or anything, but it's a good repeater. I thought I'd pass that on to fellas. All right, I'll let you go. I'm going to put this other stuff up. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but catch y'all later. 73, N4BXB.
N4BXB, you sound good, signal strong. You're just overdriving just a little, just ever so slightly. Other than that, it sounds solid now. No hum.
Okay, I'll get back from it now. I was up in it trying to eat it like I did that other one. I don't have to, but this is a lot better, Mike. Okay, thanks.
You know, nice to make your acquaintance. This is Gary, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee. This one, as Steve was mentioning, is a little punchier than the other one, so for communications purposes, probably better. I did like the sound of the other mic until you did that thing where the hum came in. I don't know if that was an amplifier or what, but that was no good.
I'm in 4BXB. I'll comment. I'm not doubling. I didn't want to be doubling with you. What that is, that's one of those older HAL mics, the one that I was having a problem with. It's a good mic. Works great on HF, as it is. And I just like it because of the style of the mic. It's a desk mic, and it's a real nice-looking mic. And I always used it on my HF until I got ICOM radio, and it would not work on an ICOM, I know that. So I got a regular ICOM mic for it. And I was wanting to put this mic over here on this 2-meter radio. Well, this old 2-meter radio just doesn't have the punch or something to use that mic. And I put an amplifier inside. A little bit up there, and it does talk now. Otherwise, there's no audio hardly at all. And it does talk, but it has that sound about it, and I'm going to give up on that and just use this mic I've got here. I've got me a spare desk mic for a Kenwood now, I guess, because that's what that mic's really wired for. It's supposed to be on a Kenwood HF radio. Works great on it. Got that narrow and wide choice on it, not type stuff, but can't use it on this one. All righty, fellas, I'll explain that to you. M4BXB.
Hey, Gary, are you out mobiling or are you fixed?
Heading toward Greenville.
Uh-huh. All right. Any word on the testing?
I sent an email out to all of the instructors earlier today. Just outlining where we are, and asking if they heard anything about any active test sessions to keep us alerted. Dave Ivey had contacted a group in Alaska that was doing remote testing or talking about doing remote testing, but to the best of my knowledge, they've never gotten back to him. We're primed and ready to go, but I think we're going to probably, the extra class is going to probably end up being virtual all the way to the end. I don't see us getting back in the classroom.
I agree, and that's why I've kind of started studying in another mode so that if I do figure out a way to get into a test, hopefully by about the end of May or first week of June, I'll be ready.
But there are three West Cars events coming up. The regular May test date, the third Saturday. If that goes, that would be great. If it doesn't, then there's the Greenville Ham Fest in Spartanburg, if that goes, because they always test over there, so that would be a possibility. And then, of course, there's the third Saturday in June, which would be number three. And then that doesn't count anything that might be going on in Spartanburg or Anderson or whatever else, so from any of the other groups. And I'm here at the recycling center, so let me say 73 for the moment. I got to get rid of some cardboard. Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee.
Roger, Roger. Behave yourself. Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee. Try to have a good day. 73, and 4, good to be a clear.
And 4, DJC monitoring.